the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
Blue Throne's new partnership model just received an $85 million credit line and now allows you, app creators, with product market fit to stay in the game and not sell your entire business. And you still get to enjoy the excitement of scaling through Blue Throne's advanced SDK technology, publishing network, and their specialized scale team. Look, growing your app beyond a certain point all by yourself is almost impossible. Trust me, I've scaled a lot faster by teaming up with others. Because your beloved baby, your app, must mature and transform into a company. Blue Throne's new partnership model is better than any VC investment because it gives you cash in hand, your life back, and the right to see your app adopted by millions while making millions. Learn more by going to bluethrone.io. That once again is bluethrone.io. Got an app idea that you think will be the next unicorn, but you don't know what to do next? Well, with more than 15 years of experience creating software, b7dev.com can help you out. Schedule a free one-hour call by going to b7dev and let them know that Steve sent you. That, once again, is b7dev.com. What is up, App Nation? Guests back after a week in London. I am back in my usual spot every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And today we got a phenomenal guest that I got to meet in person, watch his presentation on demand. And yo, you got to come on and share how you did it. He grew Nude, a financial app, all right? Don't get it twisted. Nude, a financial app that's based out in the UK. He grew from 0 to 300,000 users. He's been managing over £3 million in marketing budget the last 7 years, and he's going to break it all down for you, how he's been able to accomplish it. And stay tuned. I love the way they're using referrals through messaging. I feel like it's the number one way to do it, and we're going to break it all down for you right now. I'm back. Let's get to it. Where's my intro? Hit that intro, baby. Yo, I didn't give you a proper intro. He is currently the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer at Nude, the fintech app that helps you start building your first home deposit. Welcome to the show, Johan Pavi. Johan, what's happening, my man?
Hey, Steve. Good to be here. It feels weird to be in the show. I told you last week when we met, like, been watching it for like almost 5 years. So, it's a pleasure. It's amazing. Oh, yeah, thank you for the invite.
I appreciate you as well. Thanks for coming on. I love doing this, and I love meeting and talking to amazing people, app marketers like yourself too. So here's Nude, getnude.com. Make sure you spell it right. And then we're going to break down your strategy as well. And I've also pinned Johan's LinkedIn if you want to connect with him in any way. I want to say hi to a few people because I missed this crew, Johan. Ollie's here. You're the first one. You win something. You win a prize, Ollie. Don't know what it is, but reach out to me. And then hello, ASO in Russian. Glad to see you're still grinding on YouTube, still doing it. And then Patrick, what's up, my man? All right, Johan, so we got this great presentation too. And you know, it is similar to the one that you did at Promotion Summit, but I want to dig a little bit deeper because that's what we do too. So let's break it down. You control me and I'll kind of go through. There it is.
Yeah, approved, for sure, man. For sure. That was a bit, that's to be provocative with the slides. Like you said, joined an app called Nude that helped first-time home buyers in the UK to save for their first home. It's not the American dream, it's the English dream. Joined about 2 years ago. And yeah, I did this presentation last week, like you said, at the event, and they asked me to do it in 15 minutes. So it was tight. It was tight to cover everything. But I think I went a little bit over the the time, but it was all good. But yeah, what we did is last year was our first growth years. Before that, we pretty much had, you know, early product market fit, not that many customers, and we had to scale fast to put like our, you know, flag in the ground in the savings app space, which is very competitive in the UK, like it is in the US, I'm sure. And so we put in place some good tactics, and I had like five, you know, takeaway that I shared with the at the event last week that I'm going to share today. Obviously, we are still a, you know, challenger, you know, still very early stage, you know, in our company, you know, history. So we had to be a bit inventive with, you know, what we do to grow. I put a little mark in when I joined. So what I mean by the product market fit was the months a bit before that. And then we started scaling pretty aggressively in the space. To give you an idea, there is about 350,000 first-time home buyers every year in the UK. And someone saves for the deposit, say for about 5 years, like 5-6 years is kind of the average. So in the space of 1 year, we pretty much grew to almost the full size of what is 1 year of first-time home buyers in the market, which is one way to look at it. But what I want to say with this slide is that we have an incredible team. It's not just me. Incredible product. That's one of the reasons I joined. The way Nude started was to think slightly differently from other fintech apps, and to have this more lifestyle approach to finance. So we focus more on the emotion of saving for your goal. We put the emphasis on the time. So when you look into the app and the onboarding, we give you a countdown to your goal. Instead of telling you you need to save £20,000, we tell you it'll take you 3 years and 8 months based on how much you can save. So because everything tied up to the time, we can be very very creative with the marketing, because there's a lot of like nice emotions and goal setting that you can put behind achieving that goal. We talked about this first time on buyers, obviously.
Hey Johan, I want to go to jump into this because I'm going to say this is where you first started. Like when you saw this huge influx, is this where you kind of started with going after where your audience is? Is that where your like sort of go-to-market strategy was?
Exactly. One of the things that we thought was important was to look at where do people, not only what people search for, what you would typically go to for like your ASO and your Google strategy, like keywords based. We looked into actual websites and comparison tables and where do people actually get the information, the trusted information to make a decision. And there is one big one in the UK. There's this website called Money Saving Experts, which is an independent website. So I don't know what would be the equivalent in the US if you have an equivalent. You realize when you work in marketing that most websites are, you know, they're not actually recommending you the best option. They're recommending you the one that paid the most. Exactly. But this website is slightly different. They purely work on giving the best tips to the consumer. And so basically to like move briefly on this one, we saw that to be competitive on that website, we needed to have a slightly better interest rate on our savings account. So we raised that, and it was at the same time where the Bank of England started raising interest rate, similarly to what happened in the US as well. So we followed that interest rate, and we said we'll give it back to the people. And we started to have that message first within the space. We started appearing on that website. We took a lot of existing savers from other companies coming to us. And that gave us initial trust and traction in the space, you know, obviously as well as installs, but more specifically savers and people opening accounts with us. That was definitely one of the good ones. But I think it's applicable to anything, right? Like, whether you're into, I don't know, the food industry or whatever, like there's bloggers, there's like a ton of website where you can get some authority and trust. Obviously, most of them will be for an exchange of money or an exchange of something.
Yeah.
But if you can find one that is purely based on your product and what you offer to the consumer, then you definitely need to be on there, because you know that, for example, for us, the page I'm talking about gets about 35,000 visits of qualified people who are gonna make a decision. So we wanna get on there.
Was it just a matter of having the best interest rates and that's why you showed up, or was it a pay to play type of situation that you did with money saving experts?
For this one, that's why I don't want to dig too much into the details. That was purely a business, like, you know, interest type thing.
Got it.
And the matter of fact is that at the moment we're not on that page anymore. So it was really because in terms of following the interest rate, eventually it's a race to the bottom. You know, everyone kind of like, you know, catch up with you, and then you lose a bit of that traction. What's important is that we needed that kick at the beginning. And we got and then you can move on. So I think that was
I love this one. Point so much that I had this, like, and this is one of our more popular videos on YouTube, but go to market, and I'm like, look, I start from the bottoms up strategy too. And I start where exactly what you said, where is my audience? Where's the audience that's quickly going to say yes to me? Because everybody likes to start with for meditation app, for example, like, all right, meditation, guided meditation. Like, bro, you can't compete with Calm and Headspace. Let's try the bottom up strategy and go to the easiest yes. And then, like, don't forget, all these big companies started really, really tiny before they went big. So where are these people that are going to say yes to me? It was LinkedIn groups and Facebook groups in the very beginning of my career, Reddit, go talk to them and so forth. And I think that's the brilliant strategy that I really loved from your presentations. Like, go where they are. Like, you don't got, it's easy. Yeah. Borrow their audience. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
All right. Yo, I am fascinated by this. So I want to really break this down a little bit more. So you got it. Okay. My first question, word of mouth using Messenger, F Instagram. Nah, love you, Instagram. But like, people think about social media so much when you're thinking about referrals. But Branch said this study way back in the day, highest usage rate, your best users are going to come through these messaging apps, people sharing it through them. This one-on-one, hand-to-hand combat type of situation. So you got to tell me this, Johan, because I don't want to cover everything you did in the presentation. I'm going to let other people watch that. I'll link that up into the description. But at the same time, like, where did you ask your users to share with their friends? How did you go about doing that?
So it came from analyzing what we had in place before implementing this strategy. We were looking more at shareability, for example, on stories, right? Like, what a lot of apps do is, like, you've got something nice that you think someone would share on their stories because they have a nice integration with Instagram stories, and you can, you know, pre-fill the screen, etc. But the reality is that most people don't have any followers and those platforms don't provide any reach, right? And until there will be an integration when someone can publish a video on TikTok, and because the algorithm is different, maybe that could become viral. Mm-hmm. That doesn't exist yet. We came from that realization that we need to move away from that type of shareability and really focus on how can we engage with people on that messaging level to get to the one-to-one message or the one-to-many. Like, if you look at my WhatsApp, it's just filled with groups. It's like, you know, parents groups and buddies from, you know, back in the days and like whatever, you know, there's like groups for everything. from your neighborhood. You might have a group for like whatever, you know, like for tradespeople and sharing like tips on like when you want to do something to your house, whatever. How do you engage with people on that level? And when you start thinking that way, you don't think about shareability in the, you know, story type of way, but more like, how, you know, yeah, can we get to that node of like that circle of connection right around that person? So for us, there was a few features. It started with something that we call team up. So how do we engage with someone's partner? We know that most people say with someone else. That's, you know, that public data. I think it's like 80% in the UK of people buy with someone else when they buy their first home. So we created this feature where the app becomes like two-player mode. When you both connect your apps with a simple link, you'll be able to see your goal together, and then your time goes down together. Which is quite nice. Again, going back to emotions and stuff, it's like a shared goal as a couple, or as a, you know, couple of friends as well. That could work. That was the first thing, but that's only a one-to-one relationship, right? After that, the kind of network is broken, right? Trying to think about things in type of networks. The other thing that we implemented, and all of that was last year, was gift time. And gift time, for the first time in the savings apps world in the UK, allowed the user to share the link to their friends and family so they can directly contribute to the deposit goal. That was with a web integration API type stuff that don't require the family or friend member to download the app. It's all through web views. And through the payment system, just goes into the pot, right? What's cool about this is that we managed to pull the time to go in the web view. So when your parents or your friends are about to send you like $100 or £100 for us,
yeah,
they see that it's like 4 months of your goal that they're saving you. Right. And that's super cool, because again, like it's equals to actual time. I think there's a feel good sensation, like momentum, yes. You know, when someone sees that, I think that prompts them to actually do it, and maybe to put a little bit more if they can. Right. Because they're like, okay, well, maybe I'll give you 200 because I want you to have a home. That would be great for you. Right. But what that did is we opened up to another circle of friends in that, again, in those messaging apps. Like, for example, in the UK, we use WhatsApp a lot. I don't know if in the US is as prominent.
Well, I'm feeling bad about myself because my WhatsApp group is just a handful of people. I'm not in any groups. I'm just like, I have no friends.
Yeah, what? No, it's pretty popular. I've got groups for everything. I even group like this group with like just full of CMOs. Like we're just like, everyone's sharing everything. It's crazy.
Okay. But excuse me as I go cry. Okay.
Yeah. Get to it. But yeah, that opened up the next circle of connection within those messaging app. And then the last thing that we did was to actually have a proper referral mechanism. But instead of going for the traditional give, get, you know, £5, £10 type thing, where you know, one of them gets the reward or both of them gets the reward, we decided to go for another method, because a deposit is a big amount. If you're going to get £10 for a friend, it doesn't really get you very far when you have to save for 20,000 or whatever, 10,000, 30,000. So we went for the giveaway mechanism with entry system. And that has its pros and cons, you know, like we didn't revolutionize, you know, growth in at Nude, you know, it stayed in a single digits type of growth as a feature. But that was really powerful, because instead of rewarding everyone, we do a random one random winner that would win £1,000. That is slightly different what you're showing. We're doing external giveaways as well. That's my fifth point. But I can talk about that as well. I can talk about that now. I can talk about that later. You tell me.
Let's do it. I pulled it up. So.
But yeah, so basically the one inside the app is for £1,000. And what that does is I think it goes, again, slightly outside in your network of friends, because you want a chance to get that £1,000. Mm-hmm. And the more you refer, the more you get entries, the more chances you have to win every month. And what that does is, like, all these things that I just mentioned, basically it creates like hundreds and hundreds of shares of links being shared outside of the app every week. Mm. Right. So then you've got what you can track and what you can't track. Not every link sent is going to equal to a new customer, right? You will track those. But what I'm really interested in that is that I think it creates a network of links being shared every week that if they're not going to convert now, they might convert in a week or two, or maybe in 6 months, because someone doesn't necessarily is ready to save for their home now because of their financial situation. But they might remember us when it's their turn. And like maybe they change jobs, they go a pay rise or something changed in their life. And they can go back to that link maybe and say, oh yeah, my friend so-and-so, someone in my family sent me this. I'm going to use them. Because you received it in the link form in your messaging app, it felt more valuable than just a random Instagram story. So that's why we do it.
Hey, I want to, if I can pause for a little bit, if you're okay with it, I don't want to take your train of thought away, but
no,
where in the point do you feel like it's more beneficial to do a giveaway? Because I feel like giveaways are great if you have users, but if not so great, yeah, you don't, unless you just completely disagree with me. And that's fine too. Yeah. So what do you feel?
So I think the giveaway I just mentioned inside the app, you do need a bit of users. You need to be of traction, a bit of traffic to be able to get that going. Otherwise, it's going to be probably a waste of time. And there's probably other priorities that you should focus on, other features or other viral, growth kind of activity that you can put in place before you put an in-app giveaway. What I would say, though, is the other giveaway that you showed on screen that we did a couple of times. So those ones were just like one-offs that we launched on web. And there were two times £10,000. There you go, with the emoji.
Yeah, look at that.
Going on the screen, and you were like little attention-grabbing thing. Those ones, I feel, are, if you can afford them, obviously, it's not for everyone. When you're small and you have minimum budget, it's difficult. But I feel like these type of giveaways can give you traction, even if you don't have customers, because they will give you installs. So in both cases, we did the first one pretty early on, like early in, actually in 2021 going into 2022, like over Christmas. That's where we did the first one. Mm-hmm. And we got way more than 10,000 installs with that giveaway. The reason why it worked is there's a lot of these like external softwares you can use to get entry points, type mm-hmm. thing. And we went, to be fair, like we went crazy on those. Like we had like 15 options. Like follow us on Instagram, follow us on LinkedIn, install the app, watch the video on YouTube, da 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 da. We had a link to a post on Instagram, which was go like the post and tag three friends. And on that post, at the end of the 2 months campaign, we had like 2,000 or 3,000 comments, all of them with three friends in it, So I feel like these external type of giveaways, and you don't have to give away $10,000 or, it could be smaller, but I feel like they could give you traction.
I love it. Do you have a preferred giveaway offer that you want to share with us?
I think I like them both. I think I like them both for different reasons.
Well, what are you using to track all this stuff? Like, Is there a piece of software? You said there's these things.
Oh yeah, is that what you meant? Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. What was it called? You put me on the spot there.
Think about it. There are a few people. Luke, what's happening?
Yeah.
George. Good to see you in person, George. Crew Bank is here. Jadoti, what's happening? Leia, it's just Leia, we might know. Miguel, what's happening? And then Crew Bank said raising interest rate and MSC, a powerful combo. And then Ollie is here as well.
Yeah, I can't remember what we used. Let me check.
Okay. And then is it just like entering and then, you know, like sharing the tag? I know fitness apps do this all the time where they giveaways and they do it on Instagram. But I really like this strategy. I started to think about like what hopefully our next topic will be with influencer marketing, like giving away $1,000, you know, or $1,000, 10,000 quid. Probably like you said, you know, you gave away what, $1,000 in that first time and you got 10,000 users. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was 10,000, but we got at least 10,000 users in terms of installs. We got less customers, obviously saving, but in terms of CAC and payback, that was good for us. It worked out. The software is called Gleam. I just remember Gleam.
Gleam. Gleam.
Yes. .io, I think.
Beautiful company. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Josh says, hey, what up, Josh? We got to go play pickleball. Do you use Social Ladder at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. I didn't know what that was. Crew Bank says, we do giveaways and they work very well. You know Crew Bank, Johan?
They're in the UK as well. Yeah.
What's up, Preston? Good to see you, bro. All right. And I got Gleam up if you guys want to check it out. Gleam.io is the app. Cool, man. Yeah, you got me so fascinated about it. There's a client of ours where we're trying to do more influencer marketing, but I almost feel like giveaways might be better because it will enhance. You tell me if I'm exactly wrong about this. It's the way I think about this is it's going to enhance this too, right? Like people will start sharing it and then it maybe some influence will start sharing it as well. And then it just like puts this viral effect that goes into play and just, you know, we're more niche app too. And we want people that are friends. I want to tap into your WhatsApp group essentially and meet more CMOs, right? Like as an example to bring them in.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, I'd rather give the money to a future customer than give it to Facebook, right? So so if I can do that, then I'm and get the results, I'm happy, you know, even if it's for equal results, that's fine, because it goes in the pocket of someone who's, you're going to change someone's life or slightly change someone's life, so that's much better.
That's what I love about it too. It's like you're giving it to your audience as well as a way to say thank you and then get them to share, so it's a win-win combination.
Yeah.
All right. Josh says, can you put the other link in the chat? Oh, okay. For Gleam, I'm assuming. All right. Man, Josh, make me do so much work. God, pop in once in a blue moon and be like, hey, Steve, do some work for me. All right, let's get into the influencer side of things, Johan. So you said you did zero branded content, 100% influencers. And one of the approach you used was nano influencers. So talk to me about what's the best way to find these nano influencers and to reach out to them and get them to do what you want them to do.
Might have exaggerated a little bit on the proportions. Not zero branded, but close to, not as much as influencers. At least in terms of reach, the influencer marketing was the big boy. So we used, I gotta say, we used an external agency that specialized in that because I've got a small team and I know that influencer marketing at the level I wanted to do it is not, I can't use an automated influencer, you know, software, or like I needed external people to do it for me, like the manual outreach and scale that. The approach we took was going for A little bit of quality control, but mostly volume. Obviously niching down to the couple of type of influencers that would work with us in terms of category. So like they might be a bit into finance. We didn't do that many that were into finance, actually. They might have just bought their first home, so they might be lifestyle type of influencer, and like they could just say that they just did that thing that you could do too, you know, because they're showing their, they could be interior design type of influencer as well, because they're inside their home. So there's a lot you can do with that as well. So we try to be a bit creative with the different angles we could take to introduce what Nude does. So whether it's you inside the home, you're a financial type of influencer that, you know, obviously doesn't give advice, but, you know, talks a lot about personal finance and that type of thing. And we define, so we define these like kind of angles. And then we went, there was no restrictions on the amount of followers. And the reason why I went for nano and micro, to be honest, just because I don't have a big budget, you know, it was like, I need to be super, super tight on how much I can afford, probably a few hundred pounds per video. So let's try and keep it tight. Anyone who's asking for thousands for a video, we're not going to be able to do it anyway. So we leave that to the big boys and we'll let them, you know, pay that price. And what I knew as well is that, because it's obviously that's not a secret anymore, it's been there for quite a few years now, but TikTok, the algorithm works differently, right? It doesn't matter how many followers you got. It really doesn't matter. You know, you can have less than 1,000 followers, have one video that pops, get 10 million views. It really doesn't matter. So the criteria was never followers. It was more the style of the content and what they were usually talking about, and then giving them the maximum amount of freedom to interpret like how they would talk about Nude in their own way, right? So very minimal amount of briefing as well to make sure it's natural and feels with their like tone of voice and their audience. And we started scaling very quickly. So by literally months two of running influencer marketing, we were doing like 10 to 15 a month. So almost every other day, we had like a new video coming out. And that was to increase our chance to have one that pops. So very quickly, we found the winner. And then what we did was using obviously Spark ads. And then, you know, when you whitelist a video on Instagram, you take that same video, you put it on Instagram stories, and you run it through the account of the creator, the influencer. And we did that over and over again. Like we had like
Can I share that video? You want? Can I share that video?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I don't want to get in trouble with YouTube music stuff, so I won't share the audio. I don't know what the audio is. I always get in trouble when I share these things. But here, we always get asked, how do you save for your first house? Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a bit of the app, screen recording, some of the time saved.
I love that feature.
It uses the voice, the TikTok voice, you know, that robot voice as well.
I never tried that, but I know about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it works really well. And then she's dangling the keys at the end.
Yeah, I love it. And then do the Spark. So you ran it as Amy under Amy's profile, but Amy needs to give a video code to you. You throw that into your TikTok ad manager, and then you run the ad as Amy, not as Nude.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I love it.
And I don't know how many views that video's got now. I think she turned off the comments, so we can't see the comments now. But
she's got a pretty decent following, so I don't know where the video is, but she's pretty.
It's quite far down now. It's quite far down. It's way above 10. It's way above 10 million views. The initial traction for that one video, and again, like we paid a couple of hundred, maybe, I don't know, not too expensive. First 24 hours, I think it got close to 1 million views without ads. Right?
Wow.
So we got initial traction, like ton of installs, like in the thousands, to be honest. Yeah. I think that we shoot up at that point. We just entered the top 100 apps in the financial rankings in the UK on the App Store. I think we shot up in the top 15. So literally you're with, you know, the big guys in the UK. You've got Monzo, Revolut, you've got PayPal. Cash App as well is in the UK. So you got Cash App, all these guys. And then we were just there, like literally. And then the big banks, you know, HSBC and all the banks that you can think of. And it was us.
Wow, like, okay, great. That's amazing, man.
It was great because then you know how many installs you need to get there, right? It gives you a benchmark. Right. You're like, okay, we got to this with this, with like literally a couple of hundred pounds. Uh-huh. Can I do that every day forever? Can I do that every day forever? That's the challenge, right?
You get addicted, yeah.
You get addicted. You get a massive shot of adrenaline. But then what we did, we turned on Spark Ads. We literally surfed on that video for like 3-4 months. Not even kidding.
That's amazing, man.
So we got to all the way to like 10 million plus views. Now it's, you know, a year old, so it's not as relevant anymore, but it was very relevant back then. I think in the space, no one else in the landscape of savings apps was doing ads like that. No one.
Yeah.
So it was always, you know, like the spinning card. You know, like 3D spinning card with like a call to action at the top, very branded ads, you know, join a million users type thing, you know, like that. That's what people were used to from financial services apps back then, for the most part. And we show up with like literally a slideshow of someone's interior design. A lot of the comments were about a table in the kitchen. They were like, what's that table? Where did you get it from? But that triggers the algorithm, right? Like, she's replying. Yeah. She's like, oh, I got it from there. Da, 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 da. Oh, by the way, what's nude? Why is it called nude? Like, everyone is like asking a ton of questions. Da, da, da. And then suddenly we're in it. Suddenly we're in the ecosystem, right? We come from like, no one knows about you. And then a shit ton of people knows about you, right?
Yeah. You see the hearts, and you can see the
tears. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at that. It's great.
Hey, you want a couple of things I want to break down for you. I think, you know, obviously there's a benefit to working with Nano Ones. You know, you probably helped with growing Amy's following as well. She's got well over 100,000 followers too. And I'm sure at the time it was way less than then because you were running as Spark Ads. So there's that benefit to the influencers that you can negotiate with. The second thing I want to talk about with, while we're on this TikTok topic, was what was your targeting like? How did you go about doing that? Did you have an MMP? I heard from another client that you don't need it, but I felt like you did need an MMP to get anything above 14.5. So if we can break down that particular piece of TikTok running as Spark Ads, that'd be helpful.
Yeah. So we needed an MMP back then. Yeah, okay. We used Branch. I used them all over the years. We plugged with Branch. You needed that to plug TikTok back then. I don't know if it's still the case, but you need that. And then in terms of, for me, the creative does everything. So then in terms of setup, it's really not that complicated. It's all broad. Okay. Right, like you control a little bit the age if you want to restrict age and gender. If you want to, like, if you have like a very like a definitive business that is only for women or, you know, only for men, but I would leave it as broad as possible and just let the creative filter out the people, right? And that's why I like creative that straight away from the first second, and even the thumbnail, like, tells you who is it for, right? Like, right, it straight away tells you, like, are you a first-time buyer? Are you looking for your first home? Are you tired of renting? You know, like all these kind of like qualifying questions.
Right.
Like, I think they play a big part in.
I don't know how to zoom, but anyways, it's saving from our first home. That's what the thing was.
Yeah.
I lost it. Yeah. Good one, Steve. I love it, man. Cool.
Yeah, so that's,
is there anything else on TikTok
MMP and then,
you want to talk about?
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty much it. Then we just surfed on that. We found a few other winning ones over and over, and kept our CPI really low, like literally below a pound. Just, to be honest, it was really cheap.
Yeah. So you want to break it down real quick? So here, money saving expert, right? Like maybe November to January. And then we went with give. So you want to break it down for me? Like what happened?
It's the giveaway first. And then I can't see the month on your screen. But then from March onwards, it's more influencer led. And then we start to pour some money into it. And then all across, we introduced the features that I mentioned, just because everyone that we were bringing from TikTok and from the influencer side, then we had the viral features to like in the app to just get them to share, you know, share the links and share everything. And the thing about app as well is that you don't need to start saving to have access to some of those features. So we allow people to be able to share the link, even if they are not ready to save yet. So we still get the benefit of some of the virality of these features.
I love it. I think this is your CV, dude. This is it. Hey, here it is. This is my CV. This is it. CMO of Nude. Boom. It's done. Yo, I don't need to say anything else. Yeah, I love it. Exactly. I love the way you broke it down too, Johan. It's like, look, we did these and then we built these viral features. You know, I think too many times people think about the viral feature before even having users. And I love what you said. Like, hey, towards this part is when we started really building those viral features.
Yeah.
Whoops. Anyways, let's get into our app audit part of the show. Let me move some things around. Director, aka me, do some things. If you guys want us to take a look at your app in a future live stream, just go to appmasters.com/audit, appmasters.com/audit. And I know, who was it? Ollie was like, when is it going to, there is a bit of a wait. So I apologize. We're trying to get through all of them and it's first come first serve, but we like to start off every segment of these app audits with some data. All right, my man, we're going to play for, maybe we'll play for a round of beers. Yeah. What do you think?
Okay.
Non-alcoholic beer for me. Okay, non-alcoholic beer for me.
Same for me then. I'll follow you.
Don't think of me any less. All right, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first, you're the pro.
All right. Well, I love poop jokes, so here we go. Johan, I bought some very expensive laxatives from my pharmacy. They gave me a good run for my money. All right, what do you got?
Oh man, this is too good. What do you call the Hunger Games in Paris?
The Hunger Games in Paris?
Okay, yeah.
What?
Battle Royale with cheese.
Okay. All right. Put S in the comments if you thought I won, and put Y in the comments if you thought Johan won. We're going to try to do something. Hong Dang. All right, bro. We're going to try to do something for you. And we have no idea what this app is, but we're going to try it. So I've put this into, and this is fitting because it looks like it's investing and accumulating like savings. So Johan's pretty good at this stuff. That's what he does at Nude, but his app, and he wants, Hong Dang wants feedback on optimizing the app. And so from an ASO perspective, what we've said in the past is you obviously want your most important title and keywords in the title. Johan, I don't know if you experienced this, but you know, a client of mine asked me, like, is it worth repeating the keywords in the short description as well on Google Play? I've always done it if it was an important keyword. I've repeated it. I don't do it on iOS, but I do it on Google Play. Mm. Do you have any thoughts on that one?
I think I'm the same. Repeat on Google and also in the description. I feel like that's the one where it counts. On Google Play, it counts when you repeat it everywhere. Whereas on iOS, doesn't count description, and I don't think it counts in the title either. So just one time is enough.
Yeah.
Go for more keywords on iOS if you can do like differentiate between the title and subtitle.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, like I borrow from SEO, Google, where, you know, you want the title and you want certain keywords in the subtitle. So I think Google, it is worth repeating. And on iOS, you know, we haven't seen repeating help that much.
I agree. Yeah.
But I always look at this. If you have a video, what we tend to do is tag the videos on YouTube as well. And this treat it as like a keyword field in iOS. So that's where you can tag some of your competitors in there. And then what generally happens is Google Play will, see, this is weird, more apps to try is fitness. They'll show you this, and this does drive the Google Play Explore downloads. Mm. This does drive more downloads for you guys. So this is where you can hide some of your competitor keywords in your YouTube tags portion. Whenever we've done that, you know, limited case studies here, but when we have done that, it's low hanging fruit. We have seen the Google Play Explore downloads go up. And more votes, please, is what I would say. More votes on the dad jokes. I see no votes right now. Please put some votes in. All right, let's take a look at.
Was that bad?
Is that bad? I don't know. We both suck. We both stuck to that round. They're like, there you both suck. And sick of that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sign up for this app. Looks like it's still in Vietnam, but we'll give it a shot.
I was going to ask that, which country is from. Yeah, Vietnam. Okay.
Yeah.
The one thing I wanted to say as well on the while you do that on the air, so is I've noticed if it's an investment app, I think one of the important thing that you want to convey in your screenshot is trust. Yeah. And I've noticed the usage of a lot of coins in all the screens. And I do feel that maybe there's a slight different approach in the visuals that you could take, so it doesn't feel as gamey. The notion of coins, you know, makes me think of casinos almost, you know. And it's like, if it's to automate your investment, maybe dialing it down on the gaming side and gamification side, and more on the, you know, can I trust this with my money?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Completely agree. And then I'm assuming it's probably best practice to try to get somebody's phone number as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys do that in your app too? Get a phone number?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Cool. And I think it's worth, I don't know, to your point, like maybe leading with some social proof again, like that trust. I don't know what this says, by the way, but like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are testing anything on the onboarding.
When you're starting, like if you, we do it on our screenshots. We don't really do it in the app. We use videos at the beginning to get like a sense of like, you know, it's for humans, people like doing stuff in their home that they just bought. But I think PR as well is a good one. You know, if you've got some good logos, like some like trusted publications talked about you, you can put that in the screens at the beginning. If you, instead of leaving a screen blank, you can add some trust signals as you go through, you know, whether if you can't justify the, like if you can't have the user number yet, because we're still quite small, like try to play with what you've got, you know, whether it's PR, whether it's just adding some there's some faces, some humans, you know, like to make it feel like it's a living thing.
So this says, according to Google Translate, more than 1 million people have started their career with the app. So,
okay.
Okay. Some social proof there too. Okay. I like it.
Nice. Yeah,
looks really good. Fortunately, I'm not going to go all the way Hong because I don't have a Vietnamese phone number or any of that stuff, nor do I want to give you my normal phone number. Apologies. But yeah, it looks pretty good. I like the social proof. And then name, phone number.
Yeah. There
you go. For an app like yours, like Nude, with Nude, like you probably need a lot of like me connecting to my bank account and all that stuff. How have you guys, what have you guys found in terms of like building that trust to make sure they feel comfortable sharing all these intimate details with the app?
Yeah. So we tested that a lot. We still have a lot of tests to do, but onboarding flow is quite long, but it takes you by hand into like your first home. So we ask you, there's a map, we ask you where you want to live, how much the house gonna cost roughly, how much can you save. So like by doing this, like, and I can't remember the psychological terms to that, but like by keeping asking little things to someone, when they get to the big thing, it doesn't feel like a big thing because they've done a few things for you already. I think like that's something that you know, spies and stuff do, like to manipulate people. You know, they ask you like little things, and then they ask you big things. You know, like, and then they compromise you. There's something to it. So when you get all the way to connecting your bank account and potentially starting to save straight away with us, like if you're ready, you've gone through all these steps that you feel like, okay, like this is legit. One thing that we don't do, that we took a deliberate decision, is like we didn't add the prompt to, you know, that iOS prompt to collect data. Mm-hmm. Because we felt like we had a long enough flow already, and we didn't want to compromise on trust. Because the gain of having the data, the tracking data, to like, I think the average is like 20% of people say yes. You know, most people say no. I was like, I can, for now at least, as a young startup, young app, I can deal without the tracking and not compromising on trust, so we can get, move people along. So there's just little things like that. Yeah,
I love it. Johan, I already thought of the headline for what you said. Take this, or copy this spy strategy for your onboarding. Yeah, what do you think?
Nice.
That's cool. All right. Well, let's get into. Yo, you won first. Matt voted one. We only got 3 votes.
I know, Matt.
But all right, Matt. Fine. All right. Miguel, George. Thank you, George. You're a real one. So I'm going to take the L. We'll go round 2. Johan.
Oh, shit.
You want to go first? Okay. Or you want me to go first?
I go first this time. Mine are all French related. What do French ducks say?
French ducks. What do they say?
Quack, quack.
Okay. That's going to be hard to beat. How dare you go first? Yeah. All right. Should let me go first on that one, punk. All right. What is a skeleton's favorite form of measurement? Graveyards. All right. I take the L. All right. I'll take the L. You guys don't even have to vote. Johan won that one. That was really good. That was really good. All right. Jeffrey wants help with ASO. So it looks like it's a graphic designer, graphic editor on the go, kind of like a Figma, looks like usable comp. Okay. I like it. It's pretty interesting. Project management looks pretty cool. Ratings look pretty bad though. That's the first thing I noticed. It's like, what are people? It's almost like you got to fix the product first, huh? Clean interface, too expensive. Oh, that's why. Okay. I'm not too bothered by it. Okay, they're just complaining and enjoy your people. What are you gonna do? anything from the ASO standpoint that you wanna point out?
Yeah, I've seen a few things. I think the first going into the screenshots straight away. Like, I think the title is okay. Like, it says what it is. You know, it's pretty specific. You know. For that type of, I don't know, you call it like extensions, like to edit those type of files for graphic design. I think, you know, there's feels like it's keywords oriented, but in the screenshots, I feel like all the text is not value giving. You know, graphic editor on the go is okay, but I think you can go even further. It's like even more specific. Like, how is that going to make my life easier? Can you give like a specific example on the go, or like, I don't know, in 5 minutes, maybe like a notion of time as well, like in like under, like something like that. And it's even more I think prominent for the other screens where it's too it's not phrased enough, and the screens are very empty. It's all white screens. I would either zoom in or show a different screen. You don't have to show the whole phone if most of the screen is white, I think. Or maybe show an image that's being edited, like an example or something. That could maybe a good idea. But I would change the copywriting on all of those as well. to be a bit more specific, thine and the screenshots. Yeah,
I agree. So here's what I did too, Jeffrey, was kind of did some, look, this is iOS data, but it's still in slates. It's harder to get pulled the keywords for our Android, but I do this for Google Play, ASO anyways. What I'm trying to figure out is SVG editor, like that's very like, you have to know a little bit about graphic design to know what SVG even means. And so maybe it's too, depending on your core audience, maybe it's too like narrow. And then when I looked at the keywords, there's not a lot of volume for SVG versus like, you know, wallpaper maker or I don't know, photo, you know, maybe photo editing is too big, but like there's all these other ones like poster maker, image editor that you can probably go after versus just being SVG. And then like, again, if your core audience is like graphic designers, UI design, I mean, Canva, and maybe you're not trying to compete with them, you're trying to really talk to like the hardcore Photoshop person, but maybe they want to be on Photoshop then, you know what I mean? Like I'm trying to figure out like who your core audience is, because SVG, UI, you're talking to a hardcore graphic designer, and maybe based on your reviews, people are like, it's too expensive. But if you're a hardcore designer, this shouldn't be too expensive, but we can take a look at your pricing in a little bit. So mock-up's better, right? Like this app.
Yeah, something slightly more sketch. Generic just to expand your reach. Yeah.
Mock-up, not bad traffic mock-up. Yeah. If, you know, like what's that balsamic? You know, if there's a balsamic somewhere that you want to go after because of the components, wireframes, maybe those are better keywords that you want to go after too.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at this pricing because people are complaining about it, and then we'll call it a day. Oh, well, here's the problem, Jeffrey. Yeah. You gotta like, I have a case study on this, but like, you have to have some onboarding screens. If there's no onboarding screens, you're just hitting them with the paywall. Like that's not going to work. You want to, like what Johan said before, you said, have a good onboarding, you know, ask for the little things here and there first. You know, what are you here for? Designing mockups, designing icons, designing posters, whatever. Look at the keywords that people are searching for, right? And then hit them with the paywall. If this is the first thing they see, of course they're going to be mad at you. I mean,
that's a good one.
You have anything to add here?
The pricing, it's because it's yearly. That's why. At first glance, when you see 5, 38, 12, it's like, oh, why is it 38 in the middle? And like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just my eyes because I can't see very well on the on
yeah, I know.
Screens for the streaming. Small, but it's because it's yearly. Okay, I get it. I get it. That's why.
So here's a case study somebody shared with me. A versus B, spoiler alert, is B, just having a few different screens before your pricing page increased by 234%. You don't believe me? Here's a screenshot to prove it. So like having that is key. And then what I found from other people who have told me, the audience, like having some strange pricing like this doesn't work well. Drop it down to $34.99 or $39.99. Some weird numbers like this don't really perform as well.
Yeah.
Just rounded numbers makes us feel like, yo, I don't trust you a little bit. So easy changes, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And to Android, like I do think that you need ads. Like I know it says remove ads, so I'm expecting to see an ad. Maybe you don't want to show me on a first open, but definitely on second open, you want to show me an ad. Yo, my phone is dead. Ooh, don't want to close that. Okay, so you definitely want to show the paywall on that second open again, because you're on Android. I'm not a huge expert into Android monetization, but my hunch is you do need to show some ads. So show some banner ads, show me this paywall upon opening it. When I hit X, show me an ad. Android people, as you can tell from the reviews, they don't mind ads. They prefer ads versus paying you any type of money. So you might want to add that in here. Too.
Mm.
Yeah, it looks like it's pretty good. I mean, it's like, it looks like for like burrs, easily mock up different things. Yeah, it's not bad. Anything else on the app? Anyone you want to mention?
I don't think so.
Oh, here's the ad. Oh, it's coming. There it is. Cool. All right, good work, Jeffrey. Great job, man. Anybody that, you know, builds an app, man, it's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, one thing I would say too is keep it simple, right? The call to action. We did a workshop last Friday in London. We're going to do more. I'm coming to you. I'm talking to you. You want? No, I'm talking to you, the audience. Everybody who's listening, I'm coming to you, but test your call to actions. Right now, what's missing, Jeffrey, too, is a call to action. Like, yes, we all know we're technical to press one of these plans, but for those who aren't, like, have start free trial. Unlock all templates. You know, unlock is the main key. Main shout out to my friend Adan. They've been testing call to actions, the words on the call to actions, the button, and he found that unlock is the one that's winning. So either start free trial or unlock something is the one that you should lead with, and you're missing a call to action button. Keep it simple, because people don't, you know, if I look at this, I'm like, where am I? How do I buy this? Yes, we know some people know to tap on these plans, but some people don't. And so talk to that audience too. All right. That's it. Let me know how it goes, Jeffrey. Cool. All right. Well, I did get one vote. Thank you, George, but I'm going to give it to Johan. I think George has got a measuring app. He's like, I have support the graveyards one. It's a measurement joke. You can use that, George. Use that. All right. Hamza says, guys, I want to start Android. I want to create good app that what languages and what mistakes will you tell me if I'm the first step? Wants to create an Android app. Wants to create a good app, Hamza says. You want to answer this or you want me to take it?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
I'm not sure either, but I'm going to try to understand it. I would say do your research, Hamza. You know, we have an interesting case study coming up that shows that ASO is not dead, but ASO is extremely hard. So do your research. If you already have an app idea, great, but I like to study the market. I almost want to build an app based off like ASO research. If I don't have any marketing budget, right? If I didn't have like 7 million pounds, like Johan has, or 30, I'm sorry, 30 million pounds that he's been managing. If I'm just starting with a few thousand dollars, then do research, right? Cool. And then paywall could use some cosmetic improvements. Bottom text is too small. Agreed. Thank you, George. Owen says, hey, Steve, would unlock everything or unlock subscription name be better? I think unlock everything or unlock benefit, right? Unlock premium, you know what I mean? Or unlock and subscribe, don't do that. Unlock with a big benefit. Unlock your new home or whatever. You don't have to use unlock, but you know, like start free trial is the next best thing and it works pretty well. What software did you use to create the app, cross-platform or native? I didn't create this app, but if you're going to do it, React Native is a pretty popular one. Flutter. There's a lot. Look, we're not a development channel. Go check out my buddy Code with Chris. All right. Johan, thank you for your time. I know you're like, Steve, mate, I got to go. Let's go. Let's wrap this up.
It's late in London.
It's Friday night in London. Go check it out. It is getnude.com. Getnude.com. I search for nude in the app store, Johan, and in the US, don't do it. Something else comes up.
It'll change when we come to the US. It'll change when we come to the US. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's in both your app stores, but getnude.com. And then Johan's LinkedIn profile, if you want to connect with him, is pinned up into the comments on YouTube as well. But Johan, if the audience wants to connect with you in any other way, do you want to send them anywhere else?
Just LinkedIn or Twitter, you know, at Johan Pavi. I'm around between those two. So yeah, feel free to send me a message if you want to connect. And no, thank you, Steve. It's been great.
This is awesome, man. Well, thank you for staying up a little bit later during happy hour with me. I appreciate you. And next week, we got my buddy Ken, who's going to come down. He's got a development firm. We're going to really break down the key features that you need when building your apps. We have some interesting case studies that I shared in London that I think my head of growth, Rafath, shared last week too, in terms of like instantly increasing your app store reviews. And we're going to talk about all the different features you need when building that app. It's going to help later on in your app journey. Johan, mate, thank you so much for coming on and doing this, man.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Crew Bank. That's a great session. Thank you. All right, guys, have a great weekend. I'll see you next Friday. I'm back, baby. Let's go. All right. Bye.
Next. Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.